information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here with you for yet another week. This week did not have that many things happening. I mean, stuff happened, don't get me wrong, which wasn't very interesting. Except, like, you know, major things, like super huge things that happened this past week. Like, incredible things. Like, well, the first thing I'm going to talk about is that sad thing that happened in France, and, yeah, just I'm going to have a moment of silence first. Here's a moment of silence for the 12 people that were killed by three gunmen in Paris when, you know, these gunmen stormed a weekly satirical website. Well, not a website. It's a publication called Charlie Hebdo, and shot the editor, the chief editor, and three other cartoonists for... it's believed that the Islamic fundamentalists that went there and killed those guys over depictions of the Prophet Muhammad. And to be honest, you know, it's sad. It's sad in that, you know, people being killed for their ideas is something that should not be happening in 2015. Shouldn't be happening. It's a horrible thing. And anywhere across the world, people should not be killed for their ideas. You have the right to be offended. You have the right to be outraged by somebody's ideas about you and all that sort of thing. You have all those rights, but then going to take somebody's life is just something that's not done. And at this point, when the podcast is being recorded, the gunman is still on the loose. They've actually since killed a policewoman. So that's a really incredibly sad situation that is developing in France at the moment. Yeah, also happening this past week, sadly, Allied Bank closed. That was that's the bank that's owned by the Zimbabwe Minister of Transport, Obriel Mpofu. Obriel was a guy who used to do sports, right? Yeah. Obriel Mpofu's bank is closed. They returned their license to the Reserve Bank. Yeah, they're done with banking. They've been in trouble since the multi-currency situation was set up. In fact, you know, the banking sector is just really silly at the moment. You know, very little imagination and sort of thing. Also happening in the banking sector, Steward Bank fired its CEO just days before the new contract was up. Some people say he stepped down. Some people say he was forced out. Don't know what's happening there. So that's the situation that happened. Also, this past week, the Zimbabwe cricket team. Yeah, the World Cup is on later this year. And like, in fact, in a few weeks. Took about 6-7 weeks or something. The Cricket World Cup is on. So, yeah. Hamilton Masakadza finally gets to go to the World Cup. I think he's one of the best batsmen to come out of his generation. But he's never been picked for a World Cup squad. And I think this is like third or fourth time lucky that he's able to go and represent Zimbabwe at the World Cup. The new coach, Dave Watmore, says that he's satisfied with the squad. Person who's missed out is Vusi Sivanda. And I think someone who was also unlucky to miss out. Well, I don't know if Vusi was unlucky to miss out, to be honest. His form has been, you know, a bit iffy. He's very talented, but form not so good. Yeah, so that was the right decision. But someone who was unlucky to miss out is John Nyumbu because, yeah, no, he bowls well. He had a good winter. Yeah, he had a good winter. But yeah, they've taken Kamungozi along, and we don't know. Yeah. But, you know, given the talent that was there, it was just about a squad that was going to get picked, wasn't it? Also happening, what else happened? Amara Brown and Rocky. I don't know what's going on with that situation. Well, it would appear that they've broken up. Man, this is my thinking because Amara Brown has made a point of flaunting the relationship, and she had a relationship status as in a relationship. And then suddenly this past week, she dropped that. Yeah, so she's no longer, you know, putting herself on Facebook as being in a relationship. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Also, I haven't seen them in public much of late. Last month or two. For people that always used to be seen together, I haven't seen them in public. I might say schedules and so forth, but I don't know. We think they've broken up. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just weird out there. Dating is weird, but dating in public is even weirder.
Jamming your airwaves. Jamming your airwaves. Jamming your airwaves. Playing the hottest R&B and hip-hop.
Yeah. Well, you do the baby
like you want a kiss. I'm the part of your life that you always miss. Maybe mandi diva, I'm chandi ziva. Dini mdara stana wacho mdara ziva. Muka uya duze nda kura kiza yishuka. Vanenge vana kirwa mwende kandira mabrushwa. Mame pia kuno kohi na kufaira. Latin day pimpa maramba kudaira. Why why huya hii? Why why huya hii? Mame pia kuno kohi na kufaira. Latin day pimpa maramba kudaira. Why why huya hii?
Yeah, Saint Jayela Bantuana Benjayela. When a man alone, Tano Yam Pella. Why can't Sanganya when no fella? When Tana wife, Bellus Jell, Cotondela, Panya good thing on my ball. But in the Yinko, Beboni Balabal. But Bati Besaba Yinko, Benyamala, got a befell and a parat Nabona Bafutela, Futela. Born, touching number Yam too. Was on tell her really what you wanna do.
Yeah, that is the music of Stunner, brand new track that is out with this guy from Belaya. Ah, oh, this guy called Calvin. I watched him at the Hip Hop Awards and he was just intense. That boy was just dope. His name is Calvin. Together with Stunner, the track is called My Baby Ekuno. The name is Larry. You're listening to the Criticast. And yeah, the thing I'm going to talk about now is stems from something that came that happened this past week. Now, first of all, the backstory is there were floods in Mashonaland West. Yeah, Mashonaland West, and it was really sad. And 10 people died in separate incidents. And one of them happened to be a baby. And there were pictures that were circulated on social media. Most of them were harmless. There was just flood. And then there was a picture of the dead baby, which for me was just weird. Like why? Like, why are you spreading that picture? Like, for what purposes? What are you trying to illustrate? You know, people were putting it up on Twitter and on Facebook and sharing it on WhatsApp and so forth. And I'm just thinking, what is the point? I mean, what are you trying to get at? I mean, let's face it, to start with, nowhere across the world there are places where this happens. But, you know, it's very few places across the world where they treat the death of a child with such impunity. Why are we showing dead babies on social media? No, I mean, you know, dead adults is weird, you know, and that's a debate and whatever's happening in the storytelling or whatever. But babies, you know, it's just some moral quagmire, and also the ethics of it all. I mean, when you think of social media etiquette, I think for many people, they don't understand the beginning of what social media etiquette is all about. It's just certain things you don't do. I mean, like, from when you're putting that picture up and setting and whatever you're doing, are you thinking for one moment that that is the right thing to do? Because when you think of the concept of ethics, ethics are premised on one simple statement: knowing what is right and doing what is wrong anyway. So you know that it's not right. It's absolutely wrong. It's morally questionable and all that sort of thing, but you'd go ahead and do it anyway. And for me, that's just sad as a society that we've become such degenerates. And I'm not saying everyone, don't get me wrong, people were disgusted by this. We need to stop this. All the idiots that are doing this need to stop it. Yeah, in the words of Dr. Mai, just stop it, because it just makes us look weird, like we have no conscience or whatever it is. And to the families that have had to bear this, shouldn't have to, you know. And also, just now moving away from that, it doesn't bode well for disaster preparedness in our country if this sort of thing is happening in 2015. Now, we should know that this stuff is going to happen and be ready for it. We should know what rivers are going to be like if we have a storm and whatever it is. I don't know. It's just sad. It's just a sad situation. And to the families that lost their loved ones, I'm sending my condolences right now. But for you guys on social media, we just need to do better. We just need to just think for a second before you post something. Because, you know, someone out there, you couldn't be, what you're doing to them could be life-altering. Just think about that. It's very important. Have a conscience, for crying out loud.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Ah, fuck it. Just play another hit.
you sipping on that liquor, I just bought your girl. I don't know you, all I know, I want to bed at night. We in it, you in it, y'all sing it, we live it. Or we might act a movie for the night. I see you sipping on that liquor, I just bought your girl. I don't know you, all I know, I want to bed at night. We in it, you in it, y'all sing it, we live it. Or we might act a movie for the night.
Out of my bottle, all black on my sorrow, tatted up on my comp flow. Catch me dressed up like a model. See, I rockin' point, no rondo. Ballin' deep to the bone, bro. Name on the chest like a logo. I finna take off in no Concord, my team. Tough as soldiers, you been. Soft as sofa since toy soldiers been whipping foreigns. Y'all call that tour bus? 24 carats, and y'all tryna choke us. Brush my shoulders off while she blow it off like it's sawdust. The world's holding me back, tell him to let me go. No homo, but a boy, he bout to blow. Let him know the boy a miracle.
Bibbs has it ass in a slow class, but he's special.
Yeah, that's Tonight from Train Dillinger and Peter Snipe. The track is called Tonight. You listen to the Critic Cast, and on the other side, I talk about sugar daddies and sugar mummies. Yay or nay, but and I will have your views.
Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. So they stay at my fist and the thin honeys. My style, my voice, and the same money. Got over money, yeah, they take me funny.
New girl, and she hot in my wrist. Riding solo, need a new girl. Yellow bone, thick thighs, make your brain twirl. Hit the club, I ain't think about my ex, sweet girl.
Who's that? Who's that? Terry Jock.
Yeah, that is the DJ C-Mac top 5 tracks you should be listening to right now from Zimbabwe. The name is Larry, you listen to the Criticast, and the thing that I'm going to talk about is, yeah, you're my sugar daddies and sugar mamas. Anything wrong with that? Is there anything particularly wrong with it? I also asked this question on my social media's, platforms, including WhatsApp, and this was some of your responses, especially those on WhatsApp.
Hi, Larry. This is Kaya from Bulawayo, and you pose a very interesting question. I think
there is something wrong with having sugar daddies and sugar mummies, because the thing is, they're just using you for money, and usually you, the person who's dating them, ends up either sick or there's no real benefit. The benefits that you get are just like short term, just like sugar. Sugar is just like sweet for that moment in time, and then like 5 minutes later you forget that you're like eating sugar. So and also like half the time they're married. That's the bottom line, and you're just messing with someone's marriage, and it'll come back and bite you, because karma always comes back to visit. Anyway, that's what I think. I'm Chico from Harare.
My view about sugar daddies and sugar mummies is, it all starts, or it all emanates from the fact that it's not even called a relationship. It is called a transactional action or process, which means there's an element of manipulation that happens one way or the other. And, of course, on a moral scale, it would be wrong, in as much as we want to say that we cannot or should not impose our moral values on other people. But then we do not live in a vacuum. And why people would discourage such relationships, they say, is that because one has been manipulated, they might not know what lies ahead of them, or they might not understand what exactly it is they're coming into, especially if in terms of the younger party. And in the end, when they grow up, I don't think they would really love to repeat what they did or see value in it. because they know that it has some emotional damage that happens in their lives, and it might not really reflect well on their values or principles later in life. At the same time, of course, when you're looking at a relationship, we wouldn't want to go into scientific details about how the brain functions at a certain age and why certain ages should not really be engaging together. Because if somebody is supposed to be your mother and you be a son, in as much as you might not be related by blood, then it means something when society views you like that. But when you want to turn that into a sex relationship or a money transactional process, it really will affect one in a negative way in the long run. We have a lot of examples, celebrities even, who then come out in the open later on in life. But during the process, they would also be talking about wanting to be independent, having to make their own decisions. But this is not a vacuum. Society has experienced a lot of these issues, and it's because of their negative impact that people then try and discourage such relationships or transactions. My name is Chiesa, and I'm in USA.
So those are two views, two of the views that I got. Most of the views I got pretty much say the same thing. Everybody's like, some people went even ultra and started saying that, you know, oh, they're super Christians, and it's just wrong for Christians to do this, do things. And I said, man, like, you know what? For me, it's difficult to judge, because it's easy to judge when you're outside the situation, when you're not having to make certain decisions, and you can just sit there and just say, nah, it's wrong, you can't do this because society says this. I mean, one of the contributors there, Chiesa, said, oh no, society knows what's happened, society knows what's going on. Well, let's face it, society in the 60s was lynching black people, you know, because society felt it knew what was right, because that was what was right for society. And, you know, certain relationships were being frowned on that are now the norm. People look down on, you know, single parenting or whatever it is, right? They look down on it and say it wasn't normal and people shouldn't do it and people can't do it and that sort of thing. These things are becoming the norm nowadays. So I wouldn't base society as a benchmark for deciding what is right, what is wrong, because society is selfish. Society is predicated upon the prejudices of people that existed beyond it, before it, that want to remain as the dominant figures of the future. So it's essentially holding on to things that were of a certain standard in the past. So having said that, I would say, you know, when it comes to manipulation, you never know who's manipulating who. I think every relationship is a transactional relationship, but especially even boyfriend, girlfriend. If you are people of the same age or similar ages, whatever, or something that is deemed acceptable, because it's a transactional relationship. Let's face it, if I buy my girlfriend, you know, presents, it increases my being attractive to her because I'm a provider. And that sort of thing. I don't know. It helps. It isn't the be-all and end-all. I don't know. You know, if people agree on the terms and conditions of the relationship, it's difficult for someone sitting outside to say, okay, no, this must be done and that mustn't be done. Anyway, those are my views. What do you think? Get in touch with me. The email address is info@larrycreatedi.com, or you could also get in touch with me. Touch with me via my website, www.larrycreatedi.com. Also, you could get me via Twitter, @createdi. Yeah, get in touch with me. All your views, and we'll see if we can publish them on the show. Anyway, I'll leave you listening to the music of a guy whose music I'm enjoying at the moment. His name is Evans Mapfumo. The track is called Munyama. It's been the Createdcast. Take care of yourself. My name is Larry. Vamwe vanogara vachingofara here. Ini ndinogara ndichingochema imiwo. Vamwe vari pamutambara kede here. Ini ndichingofundu mwara wongure here.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?